Welcome everyone to the Hochschulkiste podcast, the student podcast where we talk about everything inside and outside the classroom. Today I'm joined by another international student. Her name is Corina. She's from Moldova. But before we dive deeper into the podcast, I would like to do a brief covering of the topic we're going to be looking today. Firstly, we're going to talk about the move to Germany, then followed from the academic life and adapting to the new system in the new country. Then we're gonna talk a little bit about life beyond the classroom, followed by some cultural identity and building bridges. And then lastly but not least, we're gonna talk about some challenges. And at the end, we're gonna discuss the personal growth and future aspiration. I would like to welcome my guest, Corina. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for inviting me. Hi.
Hi. I would say we just dive deep into the podcast, into our topic, followed by our first question of the day, which would be, what inspired you to move from Moldova to, you know, to the new country, to the unknown, to Germany?
So basically, I would have already moved to another country because I wanted to pursue my studies in a different country.
Mm-hmm.
And Germany wasn't my first choice, but one thing that inspired me to come to Germany was my boyfriend, who also helped me find the suitable university for myself where I can study and just live my life.
Perfect. So I would like to ask, is your boyfriend German or is it also from Moldova?
No, he's also from Moldova.
Okay, I'm actually curious for you as an international student, what were your initial impression of Germany, both academically and culturally?
So, my first impressions were that, wow, they are studying also during the summer, because we were not doing that in Moldova.
Mm-hmm.
Also, academically speaking, I would say that the grading system was really different and a bit hard to adapt to,
mm-hmm.
because in Germany, one is the best grade that you could get.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, in Moldova, 10 is the best one you could get. And culturally speaking, I knew already that part, but I wasn't sure about that until I came to Germany and found that myself.
Mm-hmm.
It was, the shops are closed on Sunday, which was also a...
It's pretty weird, right?
Yeah, a big surprise. And generally speaking, that would be all I say. I maybe there is something more, but it doesn't come to my mind right now.
That's perfect. You know, for myself, I'm also not from Germany. I'm from another country, from Bulgaria. And for me, you know, the shop stinks, the supermarket thing, it was also like a kind of like a shock because I'm not used to it. Because back home, the shops and stuff, they work like maybe until 12 or something. So it was like really wow. What would you say would be like the biggest challenges you faced? You know, how did you prepare for the transition? And what are the challenges did you face when settling in?
So for the transition, I, in order not to be caught up with preparing all the documents, mm-hmm. applying to the universities, because I wanted to apply to at least 4 or 5 universities, basically what I did was I paid a company to mm-hmm. do all the stuff for me, to translate my high school diploma to German grades through UniAssist,
mm-hmm.
to apply to the universities. Of course, I also did some job. The mm-hmm. letters of recommendation and the motivation letters, I also wrote them myself. But basically all the stuff that had to be done with the government and stuff like that was done by that company. So it was easier for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the biggest challenge that I had when moving to Germany was finding an apartment.
Yeah, I think that's like the biggest challenge for most of the people, always the apartment.
Yeah, I was writing to people. They were ready to rent the apartment to students, but when they heard that I'm from Moldova, and my mother was sending me money from Romania, they were like, okay, I'm sorry, I can't give you the apartment, or they were just simply writing after they already gave the apartment to someone else. That was before I found out about the Studentenwerk.
Mm-hmm.
Then I applied for an apartment at Studentenwerk.
Mm-hmm.
It was also a bit hard. I mean, I was going to them constantly.
Being consistent is the key, guys.
I mean, not writing to them, because writing wouldn't have helped at all.
Yeah, it takes like time, you know, to answer. Maybe you write, they reply like 2 days or 1 week later. So, and you need the volume right now, you know, the apartment.
Yeah, and basically, I got the apartment in a semester.
So you had to wait basically like the whole semester, or did you just get it right away, you mean?
No, it was the whole semester. I mean, the second semester started in March, and I moved into my apartment in April.
Okay, I mean, one month, I guess.
The waiting? No, it was one semester and a month.
Okay, I see.
But I mean, at least I could find an apartment.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. Moving to the next chapter of our podcast, which would basically be the academic life and adapting to the new system in the new country. So you mentioned about the studying experience in Moldova briefly, but could you go deeper? Could you say something deeper to this? For example, how does studying in Germany differs from your experience in Moldova?
Yeah, so basically I don't have experience studying in the university in Moldova.
Mm-hmm.
But I have some friends that are studying at the university. So basically, I think the main difference is the semesters, because, for example, the winter semester in Germany starts in October and ends in February.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, in Moldova, it starts in September and then it ends in December. And in January, they also have some exams.
Okay. It's a little bit shorter, I would say. Than the one in Germany, I think.
Yeah, I believe, yeah, it's shorter. Then the next semester in Germany starts in March and ends somewhere July, I believe.
I think officially it ends maybe in the end of August, but, you know, in August you're free anyways as a student, so it's whatever.
For us, it starts in, I mean, January after the exams,
mm-hmm.
and then it ends somewhere May, I mean, maybe at max June.
Okay, so basically you guys don't have like semester break, because here in Germany there's like 1 month semester break, I would say between February and 15th of March when the next semester starts. Do you guys have break between the semesters, or are you actually...
I mean, the winter break, which is for Christmas and New Year, that is also the break between the semesters.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, then we have like a few months to rest during the summer. I mean, that's good.
I think it's better, but hey.
Yeah, and also I think regarding the exams, there is also a slight difference, because as my friends have told me, they are doing some tests during the semester.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, and also they have exams at the end. So, I mean, they're doing both some tests and exams. And I think that would be the main difference, because we are only doing exams at the end of the semester.
What would you say it has been the most rewarding and challenging aspect of your International Informatics Systems program so far?
So as for rewarding, I wouldn't say, I don't have what to say, because I'm only in my third semester of this course of studies.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually.
As for challenging, I mean, there are some subjects that are a bit harder than the others. I mean, you have to put in a lot of effort to learn it. I mean, one of them, I believe, was database systems, because it was something new, and learning SQL was also a bit challenging. I mean, in the end, it wasn't that hard. I mean, if you study at the right time, then it's not that hard, but it was a bit challenging.
Okay, interesting. And you also, I guess, if you never had like anything to do with programming or database, that would also make it a lot harder when you do it for the first time, you know, unknown. I don't do this, I don't know that, so I haven't done programming or database, so.
Yeah, especially if you also learn another language of programming, I mean, during school or stuff like that, mm-hmm. and you come and you learn just something else completely different.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, you mentioned that you're still in your third semester, so I would assume that you still haven't done your project work, but how do you navigate group projects and assignments in a multicultural environment?
Yeah, that's right. I haven't done the project. It will be next semester.
Mm-hmm.
As for group work or assignments, I mean, it is really important to communicate with the colleagues and try to hear what they have to say, mm-hmm. suggest something yourself, and just, you know, try to come to a common
solution,
yes. And just, I don't know, try to listen.
Mm-hmm. So I would say communication is key.
Yeah.
Moving to the next point of our discussion, which would be life beyond the classroom, life outside the university. The question I would like to ask would be, are there any activities or hobbies that help you relax and recharge, for example, from academic stress, or, you know, just, it doesn't have to be from stress, you know, maybe you just enjoy doing them or like them and so on.
Yeah, usually when I'm stressed, and I mean, overall, mm-hmm. I like going out, maybe with some friends or with my boyfriend, and just, let's say, admire the nature, mm-hmm. and the cities here in Germany, and just the fresh air.
Frische Luft is always important. Fresh air.
Yeah, that is. Also, as hobbies, I am drawing. I was also playing the piano and the guitar.
Ooh,
back in Moldova. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have them here, but I would really love to get a guitar. Mm-hmm. That would be really nice. And I mean, overall, that's it.
I mean, you mentioned the guitar and the piano, so I would assume you also love music, maybe listening to music.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listening to music, always going somewhere, the headphones and music is...
It's a must.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm also curious, let's say, Oktoberfest, it's like a pretty big thing in Germany, especially in München. So my next question will be connected exactly to that. So have you discovered some unique places or traditions or events that you would like or you enjoy, you know, in Germany?
As for Oktoberfest, I haven't been there.
Okay.
But what I really like about Oktoberfest is the national clothes that mm-hmm. the women and, I mean, men, I think, are wearing. It's really interesting, and it's really good that they are still maintaining the tradition mm-hmm. of the national clothes. Basically, I have been to some cities here in Germany,
mm-hmm.
As Stuttgart, Aalen, Ingolstadt, and München. In München, I have been to Nymphenburg Palace.
Oh, okay.
It was really beautiful. I mean, it was a rainy day, but the palace and the gardens there were like extremely beautiful. And I really like that. I think that's a unique place.
Mm-hmm.
I also have been to Eibsee 2 times, actually. One during spring and one during winter. Now in winter was extremely beautiful.
Yeah, I've heard it's like really, really beautiful there.
Yeah.
But I actually haven't been there myself.
Yeah, you should go, because it's really beautiful.
Yeah, maybe I'm just gonna wait, you know, after the Prüfungsphase. So I'm just gonna wait the semester break and I might actually go. Thank you for the suggestion, actually.
You're welcome.
We talked about the activities and hobbies that help you relax. Then we had like some talk about, you know, the traditions, some places you like to visit. And the next question I would like to ask, would be, how do you connect with others, whether are locals or maybe international students or maybe even, you know, people from your country? Yeah.
So with the students from here, I mean, my colleagues, I mean, we are chatting on social media, of course. We can decide to meet up somewhere, maybe in the center of the city or coming to the Hochschule and then going somewhere from here, basically.
To hang out or something like this.
Yeah, yeah, just go out, relax. With my friends from my home country, usually we also connect through social media because it, I mean, social media is the most used one.
21st century, we got all the technology, so why not?
And we are calling, I mean, talking through video calls or just simple calls. I mean, we still connect. And when I'm going to Moldova, then we are also trying to meet somewhere and catch up on everything.
Do you actually know, or do you have any Moldovan friends here in Germany, or do you not know anyone at all from Moldova?
No, I mean, only my boyfriend and my boyfriend's family. They're from Moldova. But, I mean, some other friends, I don't have them here.
We talked about life outside the university, and then moving next to your cultural identity, or maybe more like, how do you maintain your cultural identity? For example, how do you keep your Moldovan culture alive while being or while living abroad in a foreign country, like Germany in this case?
I mean, I'm not doing much. Basically, of course, I'm cooking the dishes that my mom used to cook me back in Moldova, and just, I mean, the national dishes that we have. Also, I believe that speaking the language itself is also something like maintaining the culture.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
You don't forget the language and the country where you started from. I mean, basically, I think that would be it.
All right. So I would also would like to ask, or I was curious about, you know, your culture. For example, have you had any challenges sharing or explaining your culture to the others? For example, here in Germany.
Yeah, mostly a lot of people don't know about my country because it's a rather small country between Moldova and Ukraine. I mean, you can barely see it on the maps if you're looking. Most of the people don't know about it, so when I tell them, they're asking me, okay, what country is that? But I'm used to it, so it's fine. I'm just explaining or just showing them the map, and they kind of get an understanding of what country it is and where it is, I mean, on the map. Also, in my home country, the national language is Romanian.
Oh, okay. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah. But from childhood, because a lot of people also speak Russian, we also learn Russian, and basically we grow up learning and Romanian and Russian at the same time. So I would say that Russian is also my second mother language.
That's actually quite interesting, I would say, because like being a child and, you know, while growing up and then learning two languages, it might be, you know, somewhat challenging and difficult, but I guess later it could be really helpful, I would say.
Yeah, we also have different schools. We have Romanian schools for the children that are speaking Romanian in their families, and we also have Russian schools for children that are speaking Russian
and in their families.
Yeah.
Interesting. Moving to the next point, which I think it's pretty important one, coping with challenges and staying grounded. For example, a big challenge I see, it could potentially be the feeling of homesickness. So my first question would be, what role does food, language, or tradition play in helping you feel connected to home?
Okay. the food, basically, as I mentioned earlier, I'm cooking meals that my mom was cooking me back in Moldova. I mean, that also helps me stay connected to my country and just, you know, not not feeling that big of a homesickness.
I understand. That, like the traditional dishes and stuff.
Yeah. Also, the language matters a lot because I think if I would be speaking only English or German here without any, let's say, Russian or Romanian, that would be hard and I would be feeling homesickness. But as my boyfriend's family is also speaking Romanian and I have some friends here that are speaking Russian, I'm not feeling that overwhelmed. And also traditions. I think basically our traditions that we have for different holidays, as for Christmas or New Year or I don't know how it's called in English. Easter, sorry.
Easter, maybe that's fine.
Yeah. It also helps me stay connected to my home country.
And, you know, not having that feeling of homesickness.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think also, you know, you're mentioning speaking your native languages. That's pretty comfortable. So, you know, it doesn't give you a homesickness feeling. Briefly mentioned earlier that you, you know, you talk, you chat, you video call your friends to Moldova, but how do you actually stay connected to your family back in Moldova?
Basically, it would be the same. Mostly it's video calling my mother and talking to her, the same with my brother, and simply just sharing the news, the challenges that I meet here. Just, you know, trying to get it off my shoulders and trying to stay connected. For example, my mother and I are calling each other every single day to share the news, to share what, I mean, what we have done during the day, mostly.
Yeah, I mean, I would also assume they're like pretty supportive.
Yeah, that helps a lot.
You have also mentioned that you have a boyfriend. So can you talk a little bit more about if you have found a supportive community in Germany that feels like home?
Yeah. Mostly my boyfriend's family is the supportive community that I have here. I mean, they have supported me a lot when I started studying here in Germany. I was living with them till I found an apartment here in Augsburg closer to the university. And I mean, mainly they are just super nice to me and just trying to make me feel like home and not miss my family and my country that much.
From dealing with homesickness, now moving to the last point of our conversation, which would be the personal growth and future aspirations or future plans. One question I would like to ask would be, how has this experience shaped your perspective or your future perspective on Moldova, Germany, and yourself?
So my perspective on Moldova didn't change. My opinion of my country is the same as it was before. I mean, I really love my country, but I don't think that for the nearest future I will be living there. As for Germany, I think I will be staying here for at least 5 more years, you know, just working, just trying to improve myself and get a good working career. And about myself, I think I became stronger in terms of dealing with stuff, because, I mean, being alone here means dealing with stuff by yourself and just trying to solve some problems that appear and stuff like that. And just it makes you be stronger.
So basically, you mentioned that you really love your country and you like a lot of things about the country. But I'm how do I say, I'm curious, I'm interested. For example, you love your country, you have like a strong connection, but, you know, since moving out from Moldova to the Germany, would you say that this connection, this love has even grown more?
Yeah, I would definitely say that it has grown more. I mean, maybe when I get older, I would love to have a house somewhere in Moldova and just going there and having a home to stay when we're going on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I mean, I would say that it has grown stronger than it was earlier, because I was saying that I don't love this country. I don't like mm-hmm. it. I want to move out. And now since I moved out.
Since that happened, it's...
I mean, I really
a different story.
Yes.
One of the last questions we're going to be having today, it would be... firstly, you know, you explained yourself that you want to focus on yourself. You want to build yourself. You want to get some experience, you know, and work on your career here for the future and also growth. But I was curious, for example, right after finishing the bachelor degree, do you plan, let's say, for example, continuing with a master program, or what do you have in mind there?
Yeah, I would love to do a master's program. I mean, either getting a deeper insight on a part of my course of studies
mm-hmm.
That I'm doing now, or just, you know, doing a completely different, focusing on a completely different field. Let's say, for example, interactive media.
Okay.
I saw that there is something. I mean, there are different fields that I could focus on, and I would like to learn something more. I mean, not doing another bachelor's degree, but just mm-hmm. doing a master's, because it is also an opportunity to get an insight on other subjects.
I mean, hey, that sounds perfect, you know, so good luck with that.
Thank you.
That's it for today's episode, everyone. I would like to thank to my guest once again, Corina. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you for inviting me and having such a wonderful conversation.
Thank you. Thank you again. And also to our listeners, I would like to mention, guys, stay tuned for any new future episodes and follow us on all the socials. See ya. Goodbye.
Bye.